When you were talking there about you came to life a little bit when you were talking about the deal there. Have you got any particular deal? I think the audience might enjoy it, this. Have you got any particular deal that you're quite proud of that you think, you know what, I was really creative on this one, or like I don't think many people could have done what I've done there. Is there anything that springs to mind there?
There's quite a few actually. One
Good.
one I was explaining the other day, this is brilliant. So this was brilliant as in it was so unique. So first of all, I have somebody that knows a landlord in trouble that phones me up and said, I've got this landlord. He's got a rent-to-rent agreement with somebody, but he's not received any rent for a year, and the guy's gone AWOL. And then the next day I got a phone call from somebody who says, I've got this guy that's got a rent-to-rent agreement with the landlord, but he's not been able to pay the landlord for a year and he needs somebody to invest in the properties. And I'm thinking, I've got the phone. I went, wow. All right. So first of all, I know everything now, so I can control everything. But cut a long story short, it was a block of 10 flats. The guy had done a runner. The landlord didn't even know whether people were in his properties, never mind whether they had tenancy agreements. He hadn't received rent for over a year. Every single one of them had an environmental notice served on them, and the council were heavily involved because none of them were compliant. Okay. And then I go in to do this lease option. He doesn't want to do a lease option because he only wants a rent to rent because he wants to keep the asset, but I won't do rent to rent. So first of all, we agreed a lease option, whereas I'm going to give him 50% of any uplift in value. And then I said that basically I'll deal with everything, council on your back, you've got people in your property, possibly you don't hit, I'll sort it all. In summary, I'll sort it all. So I went to the council, said to the council, what do you need me to do to get all this work off your desk so you can just move it to one side and I'll sort it out? So they gave me a list of stuff and gave me time to sort it out. We then had to break into the properties just to find out if people were living there. Some of them were
Break
in, well,
it.
I mean, I used to be at a council. We break in. If they're in, we leave them a new set of keys. If they're not, we'll leave them a note saying contact us, because it's not, we're not taking possession. We're just saying that there's a security risk. I've got a new set of keys for you. Contact me. Some of the properties had tenants in, some had absconded, so we had to go through all the abandonment procedure. I'm sorting all the properties out. I've actually rented a lot of these properties out 6 months before I'd actually exchanged. So I was getting rent coming off the properties before we'd actually done the deal to pay for all the works. And then we ended up, it's all sorted out. But then the council started telling all their landlords that they were serving notice on that this guy might be able to help you if you can't afford the repairs. And then they came forward to do similar agreements. But obviously, I've been recommended indirectly through the environmental services. It's, and I've still got that block now. That's absolutely incredible. But the key thing on that one is that the tenants that were in place, I get excited about this, the tenants that are in place, I don't exchange, I become responsible for them because they're not compliant. So I had to get them all on new tenancy agreements before I would exchange so that I can get them out through court if I needed to because they hadn't been paying rent. So it was a case of like, well, why should I sign a tenancy agreement with you? Because if you sign a tenancy agreement with me now and you get a reference from a letting agent, I can honestly say, as the landlord, you don't owe me a penny. But in 28 days, if you don't pay, you'll be in arrears. So I can't give you a reference. So they all started to try to move out within like 4 weeks before they went into arrears and I could give them a good reference. So I
That's
was
it
just getting them all
perfect
signed.
for you.
Yeah,
Perfect for you.
exactly. I know. So that was amazing. That was just exciting. I've not done one of those for a while.
And did you see the environmental people, they've referred you to other landlords in a similar position? I mean,
Because I get that now because I had a letting agency for years. So if environmental services, they normally come down hard on people, but because I had a good reputation with them, they would give me a phone call and say, just to let you know, we've had this complaint, because they knew that I would sort it. Now, environmental services, you can imagine, they get lots of crap coming on their desk and they've got piles of it. They just want somebody to tell them that they're going to sort it so that they can park it until you've done. And that happens all the time. So if you're actually making it easy for somebody, like the agents are making it easy for you to sell the property, or a letting agency, you're not getting any commission on that now. But if we actually have one of your tenant finance landlords come to me, I'm going to give you management. you're actually making everybody's life easier. And that's how I negotiate. I make everybody's life easier. It's just that mine becomes easiest.